Famous for their iconic Humboldt fog, inspired by the misty Humboldt County coastline, Cypress Grove has been a cornerstone of American cheese for over 40 years. Their range of fresh, soft-ripened, and aged goat cheeses promises an unforgettable experience. Proudly crafted in Arcata, California, where the redwoods meet the Pacific Ocean, Cypress Grove cheeses are available nationwide at specialty retailers. Discover their cheeses, serving tips, and even order online at cypressgrovecheese.com. Perfect for any occasion or as a gift. There's nothing like that Humboldt fog feeling.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
And this is Jonathan Healy filling in for Pat Kenny on this Thursday morning. Pat McPhilbin, how are you?
Great, Jonathan. And I just wanted to say this. Thank you very, very much for inviting me on the Pat Kenny Show this morning.
Well, I'm sorry this is not Pat doing it, but look, we'll make do with it. I know I go on about, I bleat on constantly on this programme about being from Cork, but I'm actually technically a Galway man because I was born in Galway and I have lots of family there. So I know your patch extremely well. I mean, is there a certain area of Galway that you work in every day?
Well, there is. Basically, I work in the upper town, part of uptown, up in Eyre Square. You know, we start at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we say three big sweepers and two, three small ones. So it really it's a very organized, well oiled operation we have there in the morning, and it's really down to main street, each street. But really, Jonathan, to give you an idea, when I came in here, 35 years ago, I started. I was only promised a job for 2 or 3 weeks, but they kept me on, and I had. 2 bins, a brush and a shovel and a trolley. That's all I had for 15 years. And then, of course, as time went by, I got in the mechanical sweepers. The whole thing changed. It's very modern now. But in saying that, I was told that the Galway races was with the big issue at that time. Now it's totally different. I tell you why. Because it's a 12-month calendar year. There is no respite. I will give you an idea of what we have to face every year. When it comes to January, we have the rally, then we're going to St. Valentine's Day, we have Donegal Tuesday, that's huge, St. Patrick's Day, major cleanup after St. Patrick's Day, then we move on to Easter, we also have the Arts Festival, and of course, the big races, and also, we have the Gay Pride Parade. Now, when I came in that years ago, that wasn't there, and you know, I think it's fantastic, because we're a very open society now, and we respect all genders. And
To be fair to you, it's a job, Pat, that lots of people just wouldn't do. But what I'm really interested in finding out is, given that you have such a long experience,
yes,
what has changed in terms of what you're picking up? I mean, have we gotten worse at this?
Well, the whole geography really of rubbish has changed. But just getting back to the schedule there, we have the Halloween parade, the Christmas jumpers, the students come over, we say the second Thursday before Christmas, and believe me, Friday morning, we're taking up jumpers all over the streets. They only had them on for 24 hours. Then, of course, we have the Christmas market, and we have the leaves in for four or five weeks. But in saying that, I tell you why it's changed. First and foremost, it was just basic rubbish. Today, we have a huge problem with the seagulls.
Right.
Seagulls now have moved into the city, and that's all over the country. And the feeding is good, the food is good, and it's free. Now, they're a big problem, because when we go downtown in the morning, they're up in the roofs, they're screaming, they tear down, they start to open the bags. Now, myself and my driver, when we go down and clean a street, we like to keep it perfect. That's what we're getting paid for. We have a very high standard for the ratepayers of Galway City. Because at the end of the day, they're paying for the city council wages and the outdoor staff. So we have to give them a good clean-up there. But the sad thing about it is, and it's heartbreaking, the half hour after you look back and the girls are right back in and more bags are being torn up.
Yeah.
And you have to go down. It's duplication. There's a lot of time lost.
They don't care about your hard work. They just want to go for their next meal. And they're fairly aggressive. I'm presuming that... Were you ever worried about a seagull kind of looking at you sideways?
Oh, yeah. I mean, myself and my colleague, we have been threatened by seagulls, especially during the time of the breeding season. They're very aggressive. They're very big. They're dangerous. And not alone that. I mean, if you see the streets, the seagull droppings, it has has the whole city destroyed. They are a major, major problem. And really, now, of course, at the end of the day, it's up to the Galway City Council and the business people to come up with some idea to make it better. It's not to get rid of the plastic bags.
It's the same issue they have in Dublin City Centre as the plastic bags. They just eat their way through. The other thing I want to talk to you about that really annoys me, and it's new, is the vape thing. And it's not just the disposable vapes on the ground, it's the stickers on the bin, which I only worked out relatively lately, were actually from vapes as well. Is that a huge problem right now? You're finding a lot of those disposable vapes on the street.
It's next in line with cigarette butts. Cigarette butts, you see, 20 years ago, when Micheál Martin bought in the ban, it was very good for the people walking inside, a more healthy environment, but for us it's not. Cigarettes are up by 200% on the streets. They're very difficult on a wet day to clean up. And now you have the vapes. They are a huge problem trying to deal with them. And then, of course, you have the coffee cups, you have the beer cans, you have the pizza boxes. Pizza boxes on the streets in the morning, they're very hard to break up, and sometimes it's half eaten, and the guys just come on, open the box, and start eating them. That's just the way it is. A huge, huge problem there.
Do you ever get annoyed by your fellow citizens at the state they lead the city in, Pat?
I do, because at the end of the day, you see, we can't blame the Galway City Council or the workers, because at the end of the day, it's up to people to respect their beautiful city. And the drones. I see people going along, they throw stuff all over the streets, they throw stuff over cars. It's heartbreaking. It's up to the people to play their part. And really, they don't, you know. Not them all, a certain percentage do cause that problem.
Yeah. And do you think people appreciate what you do? Because they'll come along and they'll walk onto Air Square and they'll see a clean Air Square, but they won't have thought about Pat going along with his colleagues in the early hours of the morning, sweeping up and cleaning up the detritus from the night before.
No, they won't. I think really, see, I suppose when some of them come in to work, we say, 8 o'clock, they say, the city's clean. They think it's just, that's the way it is. But if you come down here at 5 o'clock in the morning, it can be pretty bad. It can be pretty bad the weekends. You see, no 2 days are the same. People just take for granted, well, that's the job they're doing and that's what they're getting paid for. And that is a very, very wrong way to look at it. I tell you, if you talk about changes, when I came in first, people were very nice. You could talk to anyone. It has totally changed. There are people now at the bus stop in the morning, they will not say hello. They're on their smartphones because that's their best friend at the moment. That's the way it's gone. It can be a very lonely city now. You can spot it there. That is the big change there. And I would say this. Sorry?
No, I was just going to say, on it being a lonely city, Pat, I mean, the other thing that will have changed in the 35 years is homelessness will have gotten worse. And at that hour of the morning, you know, you're the one who sees it more than anybody else, because the people who are sleeping rough are still there.
Well, yeah, because if you go back many, many years ago, if I saw a person sleeping out in the city, I would be shocked. You know, because that was unheard of. Now, it's a huge problem. I tell you why, Jonathan. Because we're going along with the footpaths there. I work with a leaf blower, and then right beside the sweeper, and they're sleeping in doorways. And, you know, it's very difficult. We're trying to clean the place. And we do sympathise the way the situation they are in, because everyone should have a roof over their head. And I have no answers for it. It is getting worse, and I don't know where we're going to go from there. And, you know, people that's running business have to be able to open their places in the morning and, you know, clean the place up. It is a big problem.
Pat, we wish you and your colleagues the best of luck. It's a job that not many would do, but it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you and to hear the work you do. You're a wonderful public servant, and long may you keep the streets of Galway clean. Pat McPhilbin, thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, Jonathan, and appreciate that very much. Thank you. Bye now.
God bless.
Bye.
Thank you so much for taking the call this morning. I often think of that when you come into work in the morning, and, you know, come in, if I'm covering on News Talk Breakfast, I'm obviously in a bit earlier, and you get to see the streets of Dublin and Cork and the condition that they're left in. And obviously Galway is not dissimilar, but it's the mentality of the people who leave them like that. The crowd in the night out who just leave their pizza boxes around, and they leave all there. For someone like Pat, do they give a moment's thought about it? Of course they don't. And then they wonder why the city it has a bad reputation for litter. Anyway.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.